the technology geeks. The geeks are here to take your calls.
Call 421-9325 now and ask them your computer and technology questions.
The Technology Geeks are brought to you by
MajorGeeks.com.
MajorGeeks.com is your best place to get tested, virus-free shareware tools for your computer. If your computer needs a fix, go to bootcamp at MajorGeeks.com. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions. Power your company with the most recognized name in energy. New York Energy and Con Edison Solutions. The switch is on. USA DataNet, offering a variety of phone and internet services. Find out more at usadatanet.com. Content Watch, internet filtering, spam, and pop-up blocking for home and business. Try it out at contentwatch.com. Now, here they are.
Geek. Basically, he was a geek.
Leave me alone, geek boy.
The Technology Geeks.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I am your host for technology news, information, fun, everything else. I'm just stalling until my email opens up here. Mike Rayo with me, Tim Tibbetts, Jim McMahon, and they're not ready either, so it must be 7 after 10. hey, what are we going to cover this week? Our feature is Internet email hoaxes. You know, this is different than phishing scams, and I don't think in a couple of years or so that I've been doing this show that or the year or so that we've been doing it together that we've talked about this. It's more fun. Because it's like, you know, urban legends spread by electronics. Hey, I just made that up. That's pretty cool. So we'll get into that a little bit later. We've got our roving reporter, Bill Hill from Groton, who he must have like a gigantic antenna on his house to get the signal from way down there, but way down in the valley. But Bill will be on to talk about some of the most recent hoaxes. One that I actually put him on assignment on last week. We've got our Geek of the Week software pick, our website of the week, and a bunch of announcements. Of course, your calls at 421-9325, 421-WFBL. But first, Tim, is Tim ready?
No, but I don't care.
Well, the news theme is running, so
all
go.
All right, well, we're off. You remember that Trojan? It was called the Archivis Trojan.
Like it was yesterday.
Yep.
Rented
That's the
list.
Trojan that is locking your computer up, and you have to pay a ransom to get rid of it.
Yeah.
It's been cracked, so you can have the password if by some chance you happen to catch this.
Oh.
The link is on the technologygeeks.com in today's news.
But don't use the computer that locked up.
Right. It's a very, very long one, so obviously I can't just tell you it's, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 over the air. It's got to be 30 characters or so.
Copy-pastable, right?
Hopefully. Yeah, it should be, or worst case, printable. You could always print today's news and do that.
Like everyone does. All our listeners do that.
Absolutely.
And enshrine it.
In the
major geeks, technology geeks shrine.
Have sure. Gus autographs.
Gus is not here today, by the way. Matt is running the board. I haven't seen Matt for a while. He's doing okay, though.
Microsoft launched its consumer desktop security service on May 30th. You know, the old OneCare that we've all been waiting for desperately.
Oh, yes.
As expected, the final version of the OneCare service boasts antivirus and firewall protection along with automatic PC security updates and anti-spyware tools built around the Windows Defender. At the same time, Norton's is coming out with their new product, and it's called 360, and they want to do that to compete with the OneCare. Semantic is McAfee's released a new product.
And that'll be called 24/7.
Yeah, so we got OneCare and 360. We're 359 times better than OneCare.
I'm hoping they call it 360 after the circle and not the days, because otherwise that would leave your computer unprotected 5 days a year, 6 days on leap year.
Right. Yeah. Well, we could come up with all sorts of great names. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That would be a great one right there.
Don't
help!
Don't.
All sorts of stuff. Now, this is, I don't know what this is with rumors. I think the Internet's just full of rumors, but a lot of times something like this tends to come true, and the rumor is that Microsoft is in talks with eBay about a possible takeover. This news came just after eBay agreed to a wide-ranging partnership deal with Yahoo. Did you guys hear about this one or no? That'd be a monster company.
This could be a hoax, too, though.
It could be, except let's see. Who
Bill, look into that.
The New York Post quoted multiple sources that Microsoft is considering buying eBay and merging it with MSN, though the paper said talks had cooled somewhat as execs considered antitrust issues and probably the price tag.
eBay merges with Hotmail. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah. They'll be selling viruses on eBay and spam.
eBay bought, I don't know what eBay paid for PayPal. because they ended up buying PayPal a while back.
It could be some counterintelligence too, because Google's going around buying up everything, trying to get such a gigantic web footprint.
Yep.
It could be Microsoft saying, "Oh, okay, Google, go out and buy yourself an auction company and try and waste their money too."
Yeah, I guess that's totally possible. Apple loses their bid to get website sources. A California appeals court has refused to order two Apple Computer fan websites to reveal their sources for information about company products. Apple argued that the two sites, PowerPage and Apple Insider, are not legitimate news organizations protected by California's Shield Law for reporters. The judge overturned a lower court ruling that the sites misappropriated proprietary information, I got that out, huh?
Yeah.
On an Apple Music recording product with the code name Asteroid. They were backed by the Electronic.
So now what was Apple's response to that?
I think it was.
Yep. Oh, yeah, there we go.
But we're proprietary. We're Macintosh. Oh, well. And what would a day in the news be if I didn't find a way to squeeze in the word porn?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Record numbers of people are downloading pornography from the Internet. So what I'd like to do is now find out. We were talking about poker a while back, and poker had taken over porn as far as...
It's being more popular?
Being more popular.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did a news story on that. No, I'd like to know.
I think you were in Ithaca that day.
But porn, not to be outdone. More than 9 million men, almost 40% of the adult male population. So there's four of us here, 40%. That means...
Just Mike.
No, I was looking at size.
You better not pay any
poker. That means 40% of us is Mike. So Mike's surfing porn.
I know I'm playing poker.
That's a fat joke, isn't it?
Yeah, sorry. Okay, anyway, where was I? Almost 40% of the adult male population logged on to sex websites last year, more than four times as many as yesterday, 2 million in 2000. More interesting, the number of women downloading internet porn soared 30% to 1.4 million.
Where did they get these statistics from? Who was taking this poll? Yeah. That's what I want to, no pun intended. But who's doing that? I mean, that's just ridiculous. Hello, do you use porn on the internet? Yeah. They get 40% of the people to respond?
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Well, the research found men and women who visited such sites spent 40 minutes on average each month looking at images. I'm just going to leave that one alone.
Right,
and the news there.
Thank you very much. And mercifully, the news is over. You always push the boundaries. You know, I can see the phones lighting up from the FCC.
It would be
the first call we're going to get.
I like last week. I'm looking at Gus. I'm talking. He's got his finger on the button.
Dump button.
On the dump button. He's looking at me going, the look on his face was like I was heading at him with my car at 100 miles an hour.
This is a family-friendly show. I mean, we don't try to push the envelope here. 421-9325, 421-WFBL, if you'd like a moment for rebuttal, please give us a call. Boy, that's unbelievable. So, internet hoaxes, we'll get into this right after the break, but again, if you want to know the difference is they're not really phishing scams, because we're going to ask you to think of some of these internet hoaxes that have been around, or maybe the hoaxes that before the internet in your childhood, you know, remember the hoax about, there's all the hitchhiking ones and the urban legends.
Kidney in the bathtub.
Yeah, those kinds of things.
Pop rocks and soda.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Okay.
Mikey and the Life cereal.
Yeah.
What was that one?
Oh, come on.
No.
Oh, boy. We'll get to it.
Okay, we'll do that after the break. When we come back, we'll have a lot more show to go. We'll get to our feature web, our website of the week, plenty of announcements. And, of course, your calls on this rainy Saturday morning, 421-9325, 421-WFBL.
Yay.
You are listening to MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL. You can leave now.
Thank you.
We'll have more of your calls in a moment after we defrag the phone system. It's The Technology Geeks on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Has spyware got your computer running slower than a herd of turtles stampeding through peanut butter? Does your computer have so many viruses that you need a tetanus shot just to touch it? Is working on your computer so frustrating that you call the suicide hotline every time you check your email? Cheer up, because it's Rent-A-Nerd to the rescue! Rent-A-Nerd can fix any computer problem for just $89. For just $89 plus the cost of parts, they'll come to your home or office and eliminate your computer problems. Don't despair. Call Rent-A-Nerd 454-5611. That's 454-5611 Rent-A-Nerd.
11.
That's the average age of a child's first exposure to pornography on the web.
4.
That's how many clicks it takes for a child to disable conventional internet security.
1.
That's one time too many for any child to be exposed to internet predators. You can't argue with the numbers. That's why ContentWatch developed the most advanced web filter, so you get the strongest line of defense against harmful attacks. For a free trial, go to ContentWatch.com.
Zero. That's how many times I should see the bad side of the internet.
Hey, we're on the air, guys. Look at that computer. We just had a little disaster here. In the, if, by the way, if you can hear our voice, somebody call in 421-9325-421-WFL because right behind us, to the side of Tim and to my back and left, is the rack with all the stuff in it, the gadgets and things with the lights and
beeping
and a whole bunch of them just fell.
There's a couple of wires hanging.
Yeah, they were testing gravity here apparently earlier, and they didn't close the test out. Now,
hey, they let us in here, man.
There's stuff all over the floor, and we don't know if we're even on the air, but it's okay because
they don't lock the doors
to each other.
Get me some gum and some duct tape. I'll fix it.
Oh boy!
Need a clothespin.
So our Geek of the Week software pick, we're going to put you right on the spot there because I don't know how long your voice is going to hold out there, Jimmy.
Yeah, tell me about it. All right, this week, actually one Tim found. It's an awesome piece of software.
Thank
if
you.
A piece of freeware. I've been doing a lot of disc burn, you know, I'll get old CDs of music and stuff like that and burn them. And I've got into my older collections with a lot of skips and a lot of problems with my older CDs as I'm trying to rip them from CD-A to MP3. And there's this program Timmy found called Dead Disc Doctor.
What?
It's in the data recovery section. That's Dead Disc Doctor and Data Recovery. And I can say
triple
that.
Triple D, you. Doctor and Data Recovery.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
I got that.
I can say that three times fast, standing on my head while rubbing my stomach and patting my head.
Well, you can't miss the stomach.
It's,
Now that's a fat joke on you. He's done one to me.
Wait till I get to the ball jokes later.
I say we gang up on him.
Absolutely.
That'd be a pretty big gang.
Yeah.
Our shadow alone could take him.
You can't threaten to come after me while insulting yourself.
Anybody who wants to see later, Tim Tibbetts will be duct taped to the roof of the studio all day Saturday.
Yep.
It's in the data recovery section called Dead Disc Doctor, and basically through certain algorithms, it can figure out these skips, these scratches, and repair the recording or repair while you're transferring.
That is really really cool.
Very cool.
Very cool stuff.
And it's a piece of freeware.
It's free.
Free.
That's the best part.
I like that.
As a matter of fact, I was doing it on my Joe Jackson Look Sharp CD. I was trying to rip it to MP3 and I was just getting skips and pops and it was just horrible. And it worked flawlessly on it. And it'll work pretty much on any CD or data.
Yeah, because I've got a Yanni CD that's kind of worn out, and I want to make
You're
sure.
You're kidding, right?
Yanni rocks!
I actually am downloading it right now because I do want to get that. That is actually a tool
that
I would use right away.
I'll slap a link up in a few minutes.
Yeah, 421-9325-421-WFBL is the number to call. That is our Geek of the Week software pick.
Dead Disc Doctor in Data Recovery. Go ahead, say it.
Dead Disc Doctor and Data Recovery.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, by the way, speaking of, did you watch Last Comic? I don't know if you caught Last Comic.
Yes,
Sandy. It was on last night. It was on earlier in the week, the same episode.
I caught the end of it.
Yeah. Moody did very well. He moved on to the next round, in case anybody's wondering, our friend Moody McCarthy, with one of the funniest jokes I've ever heard about computers, and that's it. What program would you like me to open this computer? This program with?
Yeah.
Man, when your computer's asking you for computer advice, that's a pretty sad day. But
I'm pretty happy for him, because I was watching the show, and I realized he got like 8-10 people up against the wall, and the guys were like, well, we got some bad news for you. We only two of you are going on. We have two of these slips. And there's like, there's 8, 9, 10 people. I mean, talk about eliminations. I mean, run the show a little bit.
Well, in Los Angeles and New York, they do bring more. The big city comics, they have more people that they invite. And often they invite based on who they think is good. And if they only think there's two or three people that are good, then that's all they're going to. That's all they're going to choose. They do have quite a few people, a couple that I've worked with, so I'd like to see their career move on while my flounders here in Syracuse. I'll be in Mohegan Manor tonight doing a show. If anybody wants to stop by, right here
in
Baldwinsville.
They'll be serving the flounder.
I knew it.
Yeah. Mohegan Manor. Yeah, it's a fundraiser, actually, so there'll be bands there and comedy and food, and it should be a lot of fun. Should be a lot of fun, but I'm getting ahead of myself. That's the announcements. What the heck was I talking? Oh, Mooney McCarthy. So he moved on. So, yeah, catch Last Comic Standing. Check your local listings to see when it's on. Yeah, like our thing travels beyond the television, where the television signal goes. Okay. Website of the week.
That was the sound of
my time. Hey, segues are for babies. The website of the week. It is the McDonald's Employee Simulator. Now, Melody, our producer in absentia, she puts our show scripts together. She picks out the website of the week. I haven't checked this out yet, but apparently, this is actually kind of cool. This is the McDonald's Employee Simulator. It kind of guides you through your day. You got a clock radio, wake up and have a shower, dry off and get dressed. Pick out a T-shirt.
McDonald's employees, you have to shower?
Stop it. They could be a sponsor someday. The T-shirts are like spam.
Yeah, that's happening.
let's see. We'll say pick T-shirt. You got to pick your clothes to get dressed. Choose which hair gel you want to use. What are you going to have for breakfast? I'll have mini wheats. We're going to eat fast because we're going to be late for work. You get to drive to the work or take the bus. This is extremely boring. Oh, no, now it's gotten interesting. There's a movie. Hold on, I want to watch this.
Yeah, there you go. That's good. More of that great live radio.
So the website of the week, we're just going to get all the business out of the way right now. Who the heck cares? McDonald's Employee Simulator. It allows you to dictate how your McDonald's employee will live his life. Just click your mouse button. Very little to do with McDonald's, unfortunately. So far, I haven't seen anything except... he hasn't made it to work yet so far, but we'll keep you updated on how our simulated employee is doing. The website will be up on our website, which is www. What is our website?
TheTechnologyGeeks.com.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry.
Welcome to the show, Mike.
Yes, okay. emailing us, hosts@thetechnologygeeks.com, as well as listening to our podcast, which will be available about an hour after the show, although Matt's never done the upload before, so our producer, so we'll have to figure out what's going on there. Let's get to our announcements. Now, June's Central New York PC Users Group meeting will be held on Monday, June 5th. She wrote down 2006. Yeah, okay. At the Liverpool Public Library, beginning at 6 p.m. So 6 o'clock Monday. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't explain the simulator very well. What you're doing is you're making choices. The way you were reading it, I didn't get that till I saw it. So,
I'm sorry.
The first screen is you have to choose: wake up, have a shower, or too tired, hit the snooze button.
So what should we do?
So it's multiple choice. I'll work my way through it.
Oh, I absolutely would hit the snooze button.
I hit the snooze button without a doubt.
So you hit the snooze button, and happens to your screen? It goes dark.
It goes dark. It just says snoozing.
And you can't do anything.
I'm just going to leave it there, see how long it takes.
Okay.
We'll get back to you.
Oh, we're back.
Oh, I'm done.
Okay. Well, keep moving through there. Let us know when you get to work, and we can revisit that site.
Skip a shower and eat breakfast. What do I need to eat breakfast for? I'm going to McDonald's.
Did you see the clock change time?
Oh, it did. 17 after. I slept for 17 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why would I want breakfast? I'm going to McDonald's. I got those great little...
McGriddle.
Those, what do they call those? The sausage egg McMuffin things?
You feel I like those and the biscuits.
But when they're going down.
Do you like those? I don't like those, the McGriddle. I don't want to eat a pancake stuffed with... I don't want to use a pancake as my sandwich medium. You know, I just don't want to do that. I've never gone to, like, the bakery and they have, like, pancakes in a bread bag and you pull them out and put peanut butter and jelly on them.
I've got to pick my cereal now. I decided to skip the shower and eat breakfast, so I have to choose from Crispix, Mini Wheats, Raisin Bran, or Cheddies. Not a very good choice. Where's my Frosted Flakes or Fruit Loops?
Nothing with sugar on it.
Okay, hey, let me get through the announcements while they're playing around here. June's topic is Mr. Whittle's picks for a digital home, quality technologies and products anyone can use. David B. Whittle, technology expert and author, will speak about the Movie TM, IC Media, Zipling, and Invisys technologies, things to make your home more automated. Members and non-members are requested to register. And before attending the meeting, you can register online at www.cnypcug.org/reserve or just go to snipug.org and you'll find the reservations. Also this evening, I will be at 7 p.m. at the Mohegan Manor. It's a fundraiser, bands, comedy, food, It's for a great cause, which I don't know what it is. I'm sorry. I'm so prepared, aren't
yeah.
I?
I'm driving to work. You see that part's a little movie with a car driving?
No.
You could pick slow or
oh, yeah, that's
normal.
When I was a little enthralled with that. That's actually pretty neat.
Yeah, it's neat.
Yeah.
I wonder how long it takes.
Yeah, who cares? Sylvan... every Tuesday in August, I'll be at Sylvan Beach performing Dinner Theater. Also, July 25th and 26th, or 6th, Dinner Theater, and that's way out in the future, so who cares?
Where?
Cucina di Amore in July and Sylvan Beach.
What about Sylvan Beach?
I don't know. Will you be on the beach?
I might go to that one.
Is that near your camp or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Will you be on the beach?
Though until they try to push me back in, thinking I'm a whale.
Mike will be performing a Greenpeace rescue.
Oh, my goodness. 421-9325-421-WFBL. Hey, coming up next week, we've got Will Smith. He's going to discuss the July do-it-yourself guide issue. Always a good thing. I like it when the Maximum PC's do-it-yourself issue comes out because I always get a lot of extra work out of that because people, after they goof it up, they call me up. Hey, I got this Maximum PC issue, and I should smoke be coming out of my computer when I'm installing a cooling fan?
Oh, man.
No, I don't think so. Where do I put the glue for the CPU hot sink?
Yeah.
If it's stuck to my finger, can I cut that off? Or your finger? No. Just, you know, it's very, very funny. I'm apparently just
going to make 5 hamburgers before I can go home.
Oh, okay. I was wondering what you were doing over there. Okay. So we've officially run out of show. So when we come back, we're going to get to our internet hoaxes. We've got plenty of those to talk about. They're not the same as phishing scams. Internet hoaxes are usually harmless, but they are designed to spread rumors and create urban legends, so they're always a little bit of fun. We will delve into the most recent incarnation of these hoaxes, the electronic version, and we'll take a trip down memory lane and reminisce about some of the more popular hoaxes from the past. And you said Pop Rocks and soda. And
yeah, they'd explode in your stomach.
And, of course, our favorite show when it comes to hoaxes is, of course, Mythbusters.
Mythbusters.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Show. Okay, we're going to take a break. Give us a call, 421-9325. We'll be back. You're listening to MajorGeeks.com's The Technology Geeks. Right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
The Technology Geeks want to remind you that if you're having trouble tuning in the program, try restarting your radio. More with the Technology Geeks is coming up on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Okay, maggots, this is your Major Geek, and I'm here to explain to you sorry excuses for computer users how to get great tools to improve your computer's performance for free. Go to my boot camp at MajorGeeks.com. If you need virus protection or you want to get rid of those spies stealing information from your computer, get it from the Geek. MajorGeek.com gives you great software to try for free. Now, I know in the past you've been soft. Go to them computer stores, shelling out your hard-earned dough for those pretty software boxes you see, only to find what's on the outside is not what's on the inside. Those days are over. At my site, MajorGeeks.com, you get safe, tested, geek-reviewed software from hundreds of software publishers, and you get to try it before you buy it. Now listen here, maggots. If you don't want to be a book private all your life, I order you to get to MajorGeeks.com. Spell it for me, soldier.
MajorGeeks.com.
I can't hear you.
Picture this. You take your computer in for service. The technician tells you that it will cost over $50 just to look at it. He takes your computer and passes it through a window that he calls the service department. Your computer has just entered the Twilight Zone. To avoid the mysteries of computer service, take your computer to the computer outlet. The computer outlet charges no minimum to look at your computer. You only pay for the work they actually do. And don't worry about your computer disappearing into a black hole. The computer outlet service department is in the front of the store, right out in the open. The computer outlet also has a large selection of new and used computers, plus a wide variety of computer parts and accessories. The computer outlet has two convenient locations, 8274 Route 11 in Cicero, just a half mile south of Route 31, and 16 East Utica Street in Oswego. So to avoid this, take your computer to the computer outlet today.
Does your business technology strategy consist of daily computer emergencies? Are you dealing with spyware, spam, viruses, and computer breakdowns rather than paying attention to your business? Call the professionals at Rent-A-Nerd at 451-5611. With over 25 years of experience, Rent-A-Nerd will devise a technology strategy that works for you. Stop wasting your money, endless repairs, and make an investment in technology. Call Rent-A-Nerd today at 454-5611. Rent-A-Nerd. Funny name? Maybe. Professional results? Absolutely.
Oh, hey, my mic is on now. 607. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. That's the wrong number. 421-932.
Oh,
421-WFBL. Hey, Matt, I want you to dial this number here.
Does it start with 607?
It does. 555-4444. I don't know. Oh, wait. Matt's going, do I have a pen here? What can I do? Okay. Hey, we're back. 421-9325, 421-WFBL is the number to call if you want to become part of this disaster we're calling a show. We've got urban legends to talk about. Joining us in just a second will be Bill from Groton, Bill Hill, quite an expert on this subject. We're going to go right to... Here's what happened. I got an email that says, "Hey, everybody's got to boycott. Take a day off. Don't buy gasoline for a day."
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, "Well, that's not going to work. You know, it'll make gas prices go down." So far, I don't think that's worked. As far as I can tell,
it hasn't worked.
Yeah, I mean, when it was 50 cents a gallon, I think they were trying that too. So far it hasn't really worked out.
I went through that last time. The gas prices went up the last time they did this. They went through the same thing. I was getting those same emails.
Yeah. And then, so that, you know, kind of a hoax, but people kind of act on it. One of the early ones that I can recall is, they're going to tax emails. They're going to, charge you a postage stamp to send emails, and Congress was debating this and all that. Complete hoax, totally made up, that kind of thing. I think one of the more recent ones is cell phones. The internet marketers are going to be able to get your cell phone numbers.
Mm.
And, of course, that's got everybody up in arms. And joining us right now is Bill Hill. Hi, Bill.
Morning, Mike and Tim and Jim there today?
Morning, yeah, he's
yes,
here.
Sir.
Don't leave out Matt.
Okay.
How's Bill this morning?
Oh, we're kind of logy. Had a big breakfast.
Uh-oh.
Not McDonald's.
Was it McDonald's?
No, homemade.
Ah, there you go.
We'll be over in about an hour and a half.
I'd like to say I'm not that much of an expert on this, but I've had a little experience with it myself.
Yeah. So explain the background of this. You get an email. Email says, in 17 days, I think mine said in 17 days, something's going to happen to your cell phones. What was that?
Okay. Well, basically, it all started with the Do Not Call list, the National Do Not Call Registry.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And it started with that, and somebody just took that and ran with it. And most chain letters or hoaxes like this start from a negative energy,
mm-hmm.
and they try to get it to a susceptible audience who will spread it out, basically, is the whole idea of it. And, chain letters were back in the day as snail mail.
Right.
And mostly they were fundamentalist religion type.
Mm-hmm.
It's, if you don't send it to so many, then you're going to have... you know, hell and brimstone to pay. And that was a real real negative.
Yeah, if you don't pass this on to 10 people,
you
will burn, and right.
Yep.
So now is this cell phones one where, again, I think they're going to add you to the your phone number is going to be given out to telemarketers by your cell phone company, which has, of course, by the way, prompted, as you might imagine, phone calls to the cell phone companies going, "Don't you give out that phone number of mine." Is this true at all?
No. It says cell phone numbers have generally been excluded from printed phone books and directory assistance services. And so there should be no way. And, of course, you're right in your privacy statement with your phone contract is they're not going to sell or give your phone number to anybody else without your permission, you know, or without legal authority. So there's nothing of that whatsoever.
Was this a specific phone company by chance? I thought I heard something.
Yeah, it was starts with a V, yeah. Ends with an N. I don't want to mention its name.
I did hear about it, and I heard somebody, I don't know if it was on a radio or where it was, and they were saying,
sometimes they use a real name of a phone company, but most of the letters don't have a real name in them.
I'm telling you, I heard this on a talk show, and I'll just get another phone, you know, with a different phone company. So I heard it on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think...
It must be true, then.
I think one of the first ones I actually got was the one about the... rat droppings on Coke cans, soda cans.
Oh, yeah. Remember that one?
That's the first one I actually got, and I think I've got some notes on it here somewhere.
Now, that was obviously sent out by Coca-Cola.
It was a stock clerk was sent to clean up a storeroom at their Maui location, and then he got back. He was complaining that the storeroom was really filthy and et cetera, and he came up with some kind of fatal disease. But think about it. If you were able to rationally analyze the evidence of what you had in front of you, which most people aren't taught in logic or capacity for analyzing evidence.
You can say they're stupid people. It's okay.
So,
but they come up with
scary stuff.
Well,
I'm trying to be nice about it. You know, these government juvenile detention centers really do a lot to help people, called public schools. So, you know, you could easily see through these because there's no real detail that could help you, find out any truth in it. You know, so they're pretty easy to see through, most of them anyway.
My favorite one ever was when AOL bought Netscape. There was a big email hoax that went out that Microsoft was afraid. So that in order to keep their browser in IE number one, if you forwarded an email to your friend, each one of you on the list would get $5 from Microsoft.
Remember that?
Yeah, if you were able to forward it to 100 people.
And the person's going, and believe it, because right now I'm a millionaire and I'm sending this to
you. I'm sending and the funny thing about it is, as I tried to logically explain to people how that's just simply not possible, they would get really aggressive and be like, no, it's going to happen. You know, they just wouldn't believe me. They wanted their $5.
Sell their soul for five lousy dollars.
Microsoft starting a pyramid scheme in email.
Crazy. But.
Very good. So now there is a website, Bill, that you can go to learn about these urgent urban legends.
There's a couple of good websites that when you get a mail like that, you want to go to. Mm-hmm. And one of them is Snopes.com.
Okay.
That's the one you're on.
I'm on right now. Coke-lore.
Make sure you're on the Coke-lore page. Coca-Cola
and they've got usually a top 25 list of the last week's most popular hoaxes.
That many in a week, huh?
Yeah. And then there's another site, and it's called urbanlegends.about.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it has their own top 25 list of the week. And both of them this week have top the missing child, Ashley Flores.
Yeah,
that's a very common one. And this back at the tsunami, the big tsunami on the Southeast Asia there,
mm-hmm.
They had a girl that was actually lost, and she couldn't remember anything. So this was a true one, and
a living legend.
But the thing is, about 2 weeks after the tsunami, she got hooked back up with her parents already. And it keeps coming up about every 6 months. It starts up again.
She's still missing.
There was one yesterday. Who was it reported? Was it Urkel? Remember, what was that show he was on?
Not Two Girls for Comfort. I don't know.
No, I don't know. But you know what I'm talking about, Urkel.
Saved by the...
That's Screech.
Well, I can't believe it. Anyway, it was reported he was dead. And I don't remember who it was. It was a huge organization. They ended up apologizing. It wasn't true.
Yeah.
Oh, stop. That's so cool. Hey, Bill, what was that second one after Snopes? I want to put a link up.
Okay, it's urbanlegends.about.com.
Oh, the About website, which we have never featured on here. We should get some people from that website to come on the show because it is a good place for information. They had Wikipedia.
Either one of these sites can really waste your time if you get on them because these have pictures like Hercules the Liger. You know what a liger is?
It's a lion and a tiger combined. I've seen one of those.
Lion, tiger, mixed crossbreed, and then they've got the Tigons, which is the other way around.
Oh.
Well. Yeah. So they are slightly different.
It's like a push me, pull you, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Those links are up on the technologygeeks.com in today's news show.
So anytime you get any letter that wants you to forward it or anything like that, these are two sites to check it out if you can't see through it on your own.
Okay, Bill. Thanks for looking into that for us. What do you got planned for lunch, by the way?
Probably. I really don't know yet.
Okay, well, give us a call. Let us know, because if it's anything good, maybe we'll take the roll down to
ground. And, Bill, after I talked to you Thursday, I sent you two shirts, and they're coming second day, so I would assume by Monday at the worst.
Okay, well, I'll be glad to get them.
Cool. Yeah, and I expect you to wear them every Saturday.
Sure.
You know, store them in your little Major Geeks, Technology Geek shrine.
Put my propeller beanie on.
There you go.
Actually waiting the show.
All right, thanks, Bill.
Take it easy, guys.
Bill Hill, so long for now.
Got to have a pen protector, too.
421-9325, 421-WFBL. Well, that goes without saying.
He'll fashion statement.
He'll have that on there all the time. Are we going to lunch today? I don't know. I'm hungry already. Yeah,
I'm hungry right now. Can we just leave?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to because we're out of show.
Yeah. So
Johnny Angels, by the way, is we should.
Yeah, we probably should. We eat there every day.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Great people, great burgers.
It is, and the best part about it is they ask us. Well, you know, they bring your food to you, so they just say when your order's up, you know, what's your name? Actually, you have to go and pick it up. What's your name? And so we always use, we make up names every week.
Fabio.
Fabio was one.
Reg Oswald.
Yeah, okay.
I think
just to get them to say it, you know, Reginald, you know. No, it's not Reginald, it's Reginald.
But you notice what they started doing,
the accent
don't you?
On the Nold.
Yeah. You notice what they started doing, don't you? We're the only people in the place to get our food brought to us now.
Yeah, because they don't want to say the silly names.
Yeah, they would call the name out. Order ready for Mr. Snuffleupagus. Yeah. And they, you know, it's pretty funny.
It's a great place.
Joe Blitzvick.
It's down in the village of Baldensville, right across from the diner, right?
The BVD, yes. Yep. Right across from the Meville Diner. And great food, kind of a trendy kind of hamburger place, but well, it looks trendy.
Well, they have ostrich burgers and a couple of weird things, but you know, we stick to the black Angus, and of course they have what you get turkey, and they got all sorts of stuff in
there. Eat healthy. So that's our commercial for Johnny Angels. 421-9325, 421-WFBL. When we come back, we're going to talk all about different urban legends and hoaxes. If you have any of your own that you want to bring up, we're going to do that. Actually, we're going to talk about also some of the more common computer-related hoaxes that are out there right now, just so you can know whether they're true or false. Some are actually true, which is very interesting. I didn't know that. By the way, we were talking earlier, if you take a tooth and you put it in a Coke overnight, you heard that your tooth will dissolve.
It's urban legend, right?
It's not true. No. The glass will dissolve.
The glass will
No, your tooth, nothing happens to the tooth. It's still there the next day.
So what about if you put Coke on a car, it'll melt the paint?
I don't know. I'll have to look that one up.
Well, Tim will know when he gets home.
Ba-da-boom, boom. Okay, we'll be right back with more of MajorGeeks.com, the Technology Geeks, right here on Talk Radio 1390 WFBL.
Check on me, will you?
Call the Technology Geeks now at 0011-0100-1100.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's binary.
Call them at 421-9325.
Picture this. You take your computer in for service. The technician tells you that it will cost over $50 just to look at it. He takes your computer and passes it through a window that he calls the service department. Your computer has just entered the Twilight Zone.
To avoid the mysteries of computer service, take your computer to the computer outlet. The computer outlet charges no minimum to look at your computer. You only pay for the work they actually do, and don't worry about your computer disappearing into a black hole. The computer outlet service department is in the front of the store, right out in the open. The computer outlet also has a large selection of new and used computers, plus a wide variety of computer parts and accessories. The computer outlet has two convenient locations, 8274 Route 11 in Cicero, just a half mile south of Route 31, and 16 East Utica Street in Oswego. So to avoid this, take your computer to the computer outlet today.
11.
That's the average age of a child's first exposure to pornography on the web.
4.
That's how many clicks it takes for a child to disable conventional internet security.
1.
That's one time too many for any child to be exposed to internet predators. You can't argue with the numbers. That's why Content Watch developed the most advanced web filter, so you get the strongest line of defense against harmful attacks. For a free trial, go to contentwatch.com.
Zero. That's how many times I should see the bad side of the internet.
It's all about the busyness, baby.
The mics are on, and we're back for the last segment of MajorGeeks.com's Technology Geeks. Joining me in studio is Jim, and Tim is checking for coke on his car. He's not in here.
Yeah, no.
Did you really? You didn't do anything for real, did you?
I mean, it wasn't technically Coca-Cola.
Oh.
Yeah, so we'll see what, you know. And little stripes to see which one would work best, you know. Little Sprite, little ginger ale, little Pepsi, you know, just to see.
Okay, so we got some hoaxes here. One of the hoaxes, the invitation virus. I've gotten this email, if you have too. It's an email that warns you about another email that you could be getting. And the email subject will say invitation, and it'll have a picture of a torch. And if you click on it, you're going to get a virus. No such email exists. It's completely false. And there are others like that, yeah, too. I think there's one with the playing cards. This may actually be a recycle of that one. And I'm trying to think of some of the other ones that I've gotten like that, where it warns about another email that you could be getting.
They had the whole elf bowling and the frog launcher, and they were saying those were going around in email, and then there was an email going around saying that those were viruses, and they weren't viruses. So everybody in the world was playing elf bowling, and they're like, oh no, I need to update my scanners. But
that elf bowling was fun too.
Bowling rocked, and yeah, there's a couple other offshoots. Now it's all Yeti games you can play. But one of the cool email hoaxes I got, that was one of the first socially conscious hoaxes. Socially conscious hoax I ever saw, where you got an email, and it said basically by opening the email, your computer was now infected, and millions of computers around the world were now infected with a virus that was going to shut down the internet unless you called your congressman to try and get them to release Kevin Mitnick. Those who don't know, Kevin Mitnick was probably one of the first computer hacker, most famous social engineers, and he was imprisoned by the United States government for about 10 years, and he was never charged. He was eventually released. And
Is this true?
Oh, yeah, Kevin Mitnick.
Oh, Kevin Mitnick, that's true. And
so he was actually in prison.
He's a legend without the urban.
He did a lot in the way of social engineering, phone freaking, those sorts of things. He was one of the first to take that into the computer realm, and was deemed so dangerous, they put him in prison with no charges for 10 years. And this email,
because lawyers don't know anything about computers, so they're immediately afraid of people.
At the time, there's books.
Just get his computer privileges back?
I don't know. He was released on the terms that he would not touch a computer, and
he couldn't come within.
Yeah. So that's a real one.
That's real, yeah.
Hey, joining us on the phone right now is it Mark or Marv? It's Mark, right?
Yeah, Marv.
Marv, how's...
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
You make me very angry.
Marvin the Martian.
Indeed.
Okay. Yeah, let's do the whole show with that voice. Yeah. Yeah. You'll hear radios clicking off all over the county.
Too late.
So you've got a hoax to share with us?
Yeah, I keep getting a thing saying I've won 1,500,000 euros.
Go get it.
From some lottery thing and bibbity blah blah. And one time I tried the website and nothing was there, but I will not go and do what they want me to do.
Yeah, fly to England, right?
Yeah. Of course, they want me to click here.
Right.
And, one time I printed it up, wanted to bring it to you, Tim, but just lost it and moved.
Oh, those things are great, too. You can usually tell by the web address. If you line your mouse over the link or look at the link, it'll be www.zbrk.com/4279.67.org. That's usually your first clue.
It actually has a person's name at netscape.com.
Well, that's easy to do. I could.
That's the email.
I could say
yeah.
I'm anybody I want at AOL.com. There's 5 million email addresses out there for it. So, you know,
most known to hackers as well. So, hey, that's a good one. So, if you ever get the euros, let us know.
Oh, I will.
How much is that? How much is that U.S.?
I have no idea. I'm hoping you guys could tell me.
No idea.
That's a couple of, it's one, almost $2, 2 to 1 now. Yeah. $1 per week.
So it's half of that, $750,000?
No, it's double.
Double, yeah. Double.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you should go collect that.
Well, now that changes everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that mean I didn't win the Irish lottery?
Yeah.
Man,
you know,
I was counting on that.
If this money is somehow stored in a Nigerian bank, you should actually check into that.
Yeah. Hey, Marv, get in your car and head down to have lunch with us, man.
I'm in the city now getting drumsticks, and I'll see you guys there.
Cool.
Okay, yeah, give me a turkey.
I'm looking forward to elk. I've heard so much about it.
Turkey drumstick.
All right.
421-9325-421-WFBL is the number to call. another, you know, we had Moody on, and we were talking about the Nigerian guys. I don't know if you've gone to his website,
no.
But if you haven't, you have to read what he's doing. He strings them along, and they actually reply to his emails. And, I mean, there's like hundreds of them, and they get more and more hysterical as you go on. It's absolutely hilarious.
I was looking through my mail today, and I was thinking I'll try and bring in one every week of our favorite email of the week, because some of the stuff and the way they read, and it amazed me that anybody clicks it. The English is wrong. They're trying to sell me Viagra, but they got this whole long paragraph that has nothing to do with Viagra, makes no sense whatsoever. It's no sentence at all. There's who would click that?
Yeah, I don't know.
We got to start bringing in some of those every week.
They must be clicking it. But the reason that they do that is they put a paragraph or two of real text. Maybe they copied it out of a book or something
keywords.
Like that. And that gets
it through
the spam
filter, yeah.
So it gives it a rating of, okay, well, 90% of this is real. And then up underneath they have the things. But people must be doing it.
Let's start bringing one in every week of our
favorite. You know, I get this myself. I get spam comes in, and I've got my spam filter in Outlook. When I go ahead and run it, all the email now comes into my inbox, and then I can slowly see it being picked up by the spam filter and going into the junk mail folder. That never happened before, so I've got to check to see why that latency is there. But if anybody knows, maybe they can help me. I know this is an expert show, but hey, this should go both ways.
Keep going.
Yeah, okay. Move on.
I got jokes lined up. You better move.
Here's one. Here's an urban legend. True or false, internet users can receive a cash reward for forwarding message to test a Microsoft AOL email tracking system.
I love the stuff they use in there, too. This was on Good Morning America. And, hey, my buddy, I usually don't forward this stuff to people, but in this case I'm going to forward it to you because it's real. That's it.
And they got
stuff.
Fooled. Yeah. Television USA Today, Good Morning America, got fooled by this one. That's pretty embarrassing, actually,
when you
think about it.
They're about as bright as lawyers and politicians over there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So now all the lawyers and politicians are turning up. Now, here's one. The phone number, 1-800-FREE-411, offers free directory assistance service. This is a cell phone thing. If you call 1-800-FREE, which I don't know what those letters are, I would have to do, I'd say 3733.
And if you're picking up your phone dialing it right now, you're not paying attention.
411, yeah, offers free directory assistance service. True or false, this one is actually true.
Oops.
True. One of the many charges, one of the many changes that has taken place in the telephone industry in the last few decades is while phone companies once generally provided their local customers with free directory assistance via 411. In most cases, those customers now have to pay for that service, and it could be as much as a dollar or more. Now there is an outfit called Jingle Networks, and it provides alternative directory assistance service, and it's free. Users who call that toll-free number, 373-3411, can navigate first dial 1-800, because if you just dial 373, I just realized that's a cell phone exchange. Some guy's cell phone's going to call up, and he's going to come down here next week and stake out the radio station. You can navigate a nifty automated voice recognition system that asks the location, city, state, and zip, and they have a little commercial that they give you, and that's how they pay their way, so that's a pretty cool one. We got another caller. Oh, Bill is back with the Nigeria hoax. Hi, Bill.
Hi. Here's something you might not know about relative to that, is that there's a satire site out there with mm-hmm. a seminar that they're holding in Nigeria to learn these schemes.
You're kidding me.
Satire.
So what we could do is we could go
learn the schemes. Yep.
We could fly to Europe, collect that 1.5 million euros or 150,000 euros,
yes.
And that would pay for our trip to Nigeria.
We could learn the scam.
Then we could go to the Nigeria. We could go to Lagos, Nigeria.
Is it easy?
A four-star resort in Nigeria, to learn the scams. There you go.
Is there an address that's easy to remember? Or?
No, I don't have the address, but I know it's out there. If you probably look up Nigerian scams. Seminar or whatever else they call those type of things.
Okay.
I can't think of what the other name of it is. Just look up Nigeria and seminar and it probably should come up.
I'll look it up now, actually.
Okay. Thanks, Bill.
421-9325-421-WFBL.
Here's a more serious one. College student who, by dialing #77 on her cell phone, evades a rapist by pretending to be a police officer. Now, there's multiple things that go in here. This co-ed named Lauren evades rapist who has been masquerading as a police officer. Nobody really knows if that's true or not. Here's what is true. Rapists and murderers have been known to pass themselves off as police officers. And dialing #77 on your cell phone will connect you with the highway patrol. That is true in some states. It's true in some states. Let's see. So that there's another true one. That one's more serious. It's not funny.
I'll tell you, there's a lot of Nigerian seminars going on.
Are there really?
Yeah, real ones. It's I don't know how I'm going to find it.
Yeah. The 809
really
area
scary.
Code. This was one that I thought.
He's surfing these Nigerian sites right now.
Yeah.
On my laptop.
Oh yeah.
That's scary.
You think I do it on mine? Yeah.
That's not a hoax. That's not even funny. The Yeah, there's also an awful lot of training you can do. Looks like a weekend at the Poconos.
Quick call before we run out of time.
Hey, Mark, let's go to the cell. Mark on a cell phone. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, hi. We got about a minute. When you hear the music, you can keep talking.
Just wanted to talk about a scam that I heard last year about putting saran wrap over your food in the microwave. It was on UrbanLegends.com, but it was recirculated this year, or just recently, and a doctor was talking about it on, I think it was Good Morning America, or one of those shows.
What can happen to you, Mark?
Well, apparently it gives off high levels of dioxin.
Oh, really?
Dioxin.
Is that the stuff you put on your head to get your hair to grow?
Yeah, apparently.
That's minoxidil.
Oh.
Dioxin is a weed killer, so you could actually take that saran wrap fresh out of the microwave and put it on your lawn, and it'll probably kill all the dandelions underneath.
There you go.
It'll cost more.
But at this point, I don't know if it's true or not, but it was in Urban Legends at one point or another. So.
Hey, Bill, if you're listening, look that one up and get back to us. Okay, Mark, thanks for the call. 421-9325. Oh, don't call. Matt's going, no more calls. We've had enough.
Stop.
Here's the last one to go out. Unsuspecting phone customers have been gulled. That's got to be a misspelling.
He got stuck in the word gold.
By scam artists into placing calls to area codes in the Korean, and the result is a hefty charge that is a real fraud. If you get paged with an 809 area code, don't call it back. Cost you about 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 bucks. All right, next week, Will Smith.
Cool.
Goodbye.
See ya.
And we'll be at Johnny Angel's.
Lunch.
And I'll
down,
be
have
at,
a burger.
And I'll
come
be
and
at
join
Hagen Manor at 7 o'clock tonight. Bye.
We got to install MP3 players, labels, bitches, and royalties. Hey, got to download, then maybe later, we're gonna burn a dozen CDs.